On Monday, May 22nd, the U.S. Army began a massive transport of Stryker vehicles and other war equipment to the Port of Olympia for shipment to Iraq in advance of the redeployment to Iraq of the Stryker 3rd Brigade. On Thursday, May 25th, 2 days after protests began, the Olympia Movement for Justice and Peace issued a press release which read,
"We have opposed militarization of our port for 2 years by direct appeal to the Port Commission and City Council, by writing articles, op-eds, and letters to the editor, and by holding educational forums, vigils, and marches. Our elected officials are not listening. The weapon shipments and the use of our public property to prolong and supply the war in Iraq have made us complicit in crimes against humanity. We refuse to be complicit any longer. We will continue to utilize every available instrument of democracy, including direct action and disruption when necessary." Olympia City Councilman T.J. Johnson.
Okay, everybody, listen up. Come in. Come up here, please, and listen up. Okay, here's the deal. They're willing to give us some space if we give them some space. Yeah. Listen up here. This is your choice, not mine. I want to tell you what they're offering. They're offering to go back inside of the gate. If we maintain a safe distance from this red sign here, their concern is that they're getting hit with rocks and bottles. If we give them some...
Wait a minute.
I'm just telling you the deal. It's your choice. They're willing to allow us to stay here on the road, but we have to stay behind the red sign.
Okay.
They will go back in on the other side of the fence.
Okay.
That's the choice. It's ours to make. It's yours to make.
So we decided to have a quick meeting so everyone can come in and join us.
Molly. No. Okay, first of all, just to give some information to folks that are just getting here, people have been arrested today. Folks were recently shot with rubber bullets over here, and tear gas has been flying, so just so people are aware what they're walking into. However, the police line just retreated, and apparently what they have offered is that they won't come any further if we don't cross those lines. So that brings up questions about any proposals we make. One thing that I've heard is the possibility of demanding that are the people who have been arrested be freed. First, we're going to ask whether folks feel like we should do something collectively as opposed to all hanging out, if there should be some sort of plan. The boat, there's a chance the boat will leave tonight, and there's a question of the potential of one action or a symbolic action.
It seems to me our purpose is to make as public a kind of stand against the Olympia port being used to send weapons to Iraq. So, I mean, I don't know if people agree with that, but it seems when you're something that's public, that's visible, that spreads beyond Olympia.
So, if you are in favor of staying...
Listen!
Everyone, listen up. If you are in favor of staying here, please come to this side of the American flag. Okay. This way. If you are in favor of marching over to the port, please go on this side. The decision was based on numbers to march over there. We hope that because the whole group said very loudly that they wanted to stay together, that folks on this side will join all of us as we march over to the port.
On Monday, May 29th, 1 week after shipments began, the United States naval ship Pomeroy docked at the port of Olympia. The following day, the Olympia Workers Association issued a press release which read,
"In solidarity with workers worldwide, the Olympia Workers Association condemns union labor loading military machinery onto ships to Iraq. Dock workers in Seattle began the general strike of 1919 when they refused to load weapons to fight workers in Russia. We urge local dock workers now to refuse to load military equipment to fight workers in Iraq. Only when local workers stand in solidarity with workers worldwide will we learn the true value of the work we produce."
On Wednesday, May 31st, after more than a week of protests and pepper spray, more than 20 arrests, the USNS Pomeroy departs Olympia, headed for Iraq. For KAOS Radio in Olympia, Washington, I'm Brian Johnson.